My name is Jackie Cloutier. I am 19 years old. Today is April 21st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Nicole Cloutier, who is my sister. We're recording this interview in San Diego, California. So we're both in times of transitions right now. My sister is graduating college, and I just started college this year, and I'm about to transfer schools. So I think it's kind of a cool time for us to reflect and sort of be pensive together about her life and just for me to get to ask questions and she can't leave. So, first question is, what do you think sets apart our childhood from other people's childhood?
I think when you're in your childhood, you don't really understand, like, how other people have, like, different parents who do different things. But for us, I think we always went to church every Sunday, and, like, the most important thing was, like, how your relationship with God is, and, like, did you read and pray and all this stuff, and, like, that was the main focus. And I think there was just so much, like, love in our house and just forgiveness, but I think sometimes we lacked, like, other things, I feel like, because that was the main focus, like, not as much organization or, like, just, I think, like, we got all the love and the care that we needed, and I don't know, it just, like, you can't really explain how it's different until you, like, talk to other people, and they're like, your mom, you guys didn't read pray on the rug together before bed. Like, it's just little things too.
Yeah. When did you first start to realize that our childhood was, like, a little bit different?
I don't think I really, like, well, I think in high school, like, families have a lot of the same values because we went to, like, a private Christian school, but then you get to college and, like you're on your own, so you have your own, like, ideals and, like, opinions, and I think, like, I just got to see more, like, parent-child dynamics and, like, just talk to people about their childhood, and, like, I just never questioned the way that it was until college when you're, like, away from them.
Yeah, having just started college, that's something that's been so interesting to me, just hearing how, like, also some people just hate their parents. And that's just such a foreign concept because, honestly, like, our mom is really close to us, and I think we sometimes can joke that she's our best friend, or at least I can. I call her probably too much. But that's just such an interesting thing to see that not everyone feels that same way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another very interesting part of our childhood was that we adopted our younger brother, Peter. That's definitely something that not a lot of people have done in their childhood. So when I was about 8 and you were like, what, 11?
12.
So we adopted him. I always talk about how that was, like, difficult for me at first, being so idealistic and having expected this brother to come that whole time, and then realizing he's an actual person and doesn't just exist in my imagination. So I talk about how that was difficult for me, but, like, really great in the end. How do you look back at that time?
Well, I think when you say, like, it's such an interesting part of, like, someone's childhood, like, it's surprising to other people. It's funny just because, like, I never think about it. Like, I never, like, I just forget that he's adopted because he fits so well. And, like, I don't know, it's just, like, he works so well. And, like, it's been so long that you just kind of almost forget in a good way. I'm changed forever because of it. Like, I think, like, I am who I am because we adopted him, and I think just the whole new dynamic really, like, it changed everything for all of us, and I think I benefited the most from it. Like, it was this, like, cute younger brother that, like, and I think we're both, like, so similar that we really got along well, and it was just, like, all fun for me because I was the oldest, and, like, it was, I had to adjust, but nothing, like, uncomfortable. Like, I wasn't, like, not getting enough attention from my parents. Like, it was just, like, it also made me realize that everything happens for a reason. Because I think, like, we could have had so many different, like, people enter our lives, and it was him, and I'm really glad it was.
Yeah. I've seen that in, like, other families who've adopted, like, they struggled so much, and, like, the kids didn't mesh well into the family, and I think we got really, I don't want to say lucky, because Mom would hate that, but we were really blessed with having Peter in our lives. But was there, like, ever a time where you remember thinking that this was difficult, or, like, even before, did you think it was going to be a difficult transition?
Yeah, well, for me, I think, like, it's a younger brother, so, like, obviously you have times where you're, like, annoyed and, like, but for me it was before, just because, like, I, like, get really nervous for change, in ways that I really don't have to be, and so I just, like, we're perfect. We have two girls, like, four in a family. That's, like, doubles. That's good. Like, our neighbors next door, I remember thinking, like, they had two kids, so it's going to be so weird for us to have three. Like, yeah. I was just like, we don't need it. Like, that's okay. But, like, Mom and Dad really wanted to, and I, like, I'm like, sure. And I didn't tell them how I felt. So I think just in the beginning, it was just, like, I was nervous for it. Which is normal, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like that's so interesting because for me, I was so excited to adopt Peter. And I would just go on and on about it in my classes at school. And then I don't think I realized that it would be difficult for me. So when we adopted him, I really did struggle. So it's interesting to see kind of how we approach change differently. And I think that's kind of a common theme in both of our lives. Yeah. So, having adopted Peter, how do you think, like, later on in the future, would you ever adopt a child?
I don't think so. I think it's such an amazing thing to do, but you have to feel really passionately about doing it because it's a lot. It's a lot of work. It's a new child, and it's, you don't know what kind of baggage they come with, and I think I just, like, I don't know, I think if later in life I feel really called to do it maybe, but it just, I think it's just a lot, and I don't think that would be there, like, ready for it.
Yeah. Do you want kids?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But I want them to be mine.
Yeah. It is a whole different set of problems and issues that come with it. Mm-hmm. I know, like, our parents, both being in the field of psychology, they've talked about how it's like being in the foster care system is just always being in crisis mode for like the years that you're in it, because you're not being cared for and you're not being protected in the way you should be, so you have to recover from that once you're adopted, and that is such a difficult thing. And I think it's, I mean, we've seen Peter have to go through that. He's still struggling even 10 years later. In a way, I mean, not in an immense way, but, like, we can still see him struggle a little bit. So, after we adopted Peter, years later, we all transferred to a private school, high school. So, I think you started, what, your freshman year at Winesville Christian School? So, how was that for you, going to a private school?
Well, I really, like, public school was fine, but I think I really, like, it was just okay, and, like, so going from public to private, like, I feel like I grew so much as a person, like, just the amount of, like, attention that I got from each teacher, and, like, you know, you get bigger roles in plays because, like,
yeah.
You're in a small school, and I think, like, that helped with my confidence, and just, like, it was cool to go to school with my cousins and, like, all this stuff. So I think it's such a different dynamic that if you can do it, it's great. But I feel like if it's too small, then it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think I kind of had the same experience. Like, there were so many opportunities I got from going to that private school that I wouldn't have gotten at a public school. Yeah. So, when our private school was in Massachusetts, and then you graduated high school and you decided to come out to California,
mm-hmm.
What made you make that decision?
I don't know. I always was, like, really fascinated with California, and I think, like, that was the dream, to just, like, go to California. And I do feel, like, very led by God, because I hated every school I looked at aside from, like, CBU, where I go now. Like, I just felt so right, and, like, I just knew I had to go there. So I don't know what it was, but I just felt really confident in, like, where God was wanted me to be, and so I went.
Yeah. Do you think any of it was a little bit, like, superficial, like, oh, I want to go into a school that's near the beach? Because I remember when you were initially doing your college search, you looked up, like, schools by the beach. So how much of it do you think, or even, like, initially was led by maybe superficial ideals?
I think a lot of it, because it's like, oh, you're going to California for school, like, and, like, being near L.A. and all this stuff, like, it was superficial, but I also feel like it's just funny looking back, because, like, none of those are the reasons why I like my school now, like.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, like, I don't even go to the beach as much as I would like to, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, maybe superficial ideals led you here, but that's not why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in general, what do you think are some, like, big differences between Massachusetts and California?
Stop. Okay. Is there a problem?
Yeah, there was an export recording. I'm gonna do the rest of it in my voice memo.
How much of it did I get?
We have 12 minutes so far.
Well, then where did we cut off?
Just now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.